am guilty, ashamed of what I've done, what I've become. These hands were dirty, I dare not lift them up to the Holy One. You plead my cause, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome. You gave your life to give me mine. You say that I've been hiding, afraid I've let you down. Inside I doubt that you still love me, but in your eyes there's only grace now. You plead my cause, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome. You gave your life to give me mine. You say that I am free.
Consider this, since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is loosing us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the loosing is perfect and complete. There is now therefore no condemnation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. There it is, his death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be?
Ashamed of what I've done, what I've become, these hands were dirty. But now I lift them up to the Holy One.
How he reached down for you and he cleansed you. He took away all of our sins, took away everything that we've done. What an awesome God that we serve.
Amen.
You may stand. Let's sing that little chorus. Our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. Praise from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Service, what's brought us here tonight to hear the word of eternal life from God's prophet. What a privilege it is that where would we go if we knew that God's prophet was somewhere on the face of this earth to bring a message tonight? Where would you go? Would there be anything that would stop you? Would it be, well, I got to go to work Monday. I just lost my job. There would be nothing that would stop me. And I wouldn't be satisfied for you to tell me, I'm just going to go and come back and tell you what he said. That wouldn't cut it. It's like, I'm going and nothing's stopping me from going. Nothing's stopping me from going. Amen. And that's truly the way that we should approach this message tonight. And every time that we hear a message from God's prophet. God made a way in this end time. Where would we be? We wouldn't be here. We'd be in that denomination. We'd be a stock or something. But we wouldn't be here.
We'd have to take another man's word for it, somebody else to come up, well, this is what he said. And I couldn't say it like he said it. But we can sit down and hear the voice of God to this generation. How wonderful. May Father never let this become common to us. It can't. Not to the bride. It can't to the bride. Maybe to somebody else that doesn't have a revelation that we have. But thank the Lord we can come together and that we can hear it. What a privilege that we have. So we do have a special guest. The Holy Spirit has chosen a vessel before the foundation of the world to bring us this end time message. Malachi 4:5. Revelations 10:7. The voice of the seventh church age messenger. God's voice to his bride, calling out his bride. Father knew that he had to store up the food. If he hadn't have done that, if we hadn't had a recorder, all those things, God, perfect, just exactly perfect. He has a plan. That's what we want to do. We just want to get in that wheel. Because he is the wheel in the middle of the wheel. And when you got a wheel in the middle of the wheel, he's the one that holds everything together. We're just spokes all connected to that wheel. We're just in the outside. And it takes us all. What we were talking about earlier, all of us working together to make that wheel turn round and around and around. And that wheel's going to carry us home. So let us sing our national anthem of Only Believe as we welcome God's prophet to come to this pulpit to bring us the message tonight. Only believe. Once again, it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to turn this pulpit over to God's prophet, our prophet, the seventh church age messenger, to bring us this message on the wings of a snow white dove. Amen. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.